It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.
Coco here with my man Core Element.
What up?
Welcome to episode 3, the holy trinity of three. Welcome to China, Beijing's finest podcast.
On the air for 3 episodes. Yo, you know, 3 is the number. That's the number that says, bam, bow, boom, here we are.
Yeah, that's it. Why don't you do us a favor, since this week it was your turn to pick out the music, introduce us to this first hit.
This first track right here is by an MC called Core Element.
Who's just that? Sick.
He's nasty. Yo, this track right here is called Beijing Party. Check it out. Enjoy.
Representing Beijing, we've got Core Element in the house.
Does this guy like to write songs about Beijing?
And I brought my girl Fada along.
I think so.
Y'all wonder what kind of party we got going on.
We heard this Beijing song too.
So let's get this on.
Now, if y'all feel like getting up and dancing or anything like that, feel free.
It sounds sexy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Your body, this ain't a brother party. This party's for everybody. Soon as you see a hottie, don't be all melancholy. Grab a by the hand and be like, gotta baby, shake your body. Straight hair, dress a naughty, skinny around body, lottie, dottie.
Making people move in Beijing,
Beijing,
that's what I'm talking about.
New Jersey, you heard me before, they quench your thirst with me.
This is a Beijing party.
Like I said, if you feel like dancing, feel free to get up and dance.
As a matter of fact,
check it out.
Going on
across the city. When it comes to partying, recognize Beijing, we getting busy. Guns to the nitty gritty, holla if you down with me. We partying here, grab a drink, fire up the drizzy. Got people from Timbuktu to Sicily to Philly, but don't take it serious, we all just acting silly. So many different peeps here on the really that every time I drink, it's like the whole world's
this
drinking with me. Just to keep our sanity, divinity after we drink pops. So y'all can handle the epitome of what it meant to be. See what it did to me, it got me thinking. Beijing is the New York of the century. I'm ready to rock the business industry, got an epiphany. These dudes hungry, nights on filthy. Give it to me if you with me, then we getting rowdy. Partying from what I call the way to go the Beijing party.
Now this is where she's gonna sing in Chinese. Cause this is a song about China, right?
Usually Chinese doesn't sound nearly this sexy.
I agree. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a landmark for me to be able to make it just sound hot. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Beijing party. Now my first comment is going to be that I said Beijing is the New York of the century, and I stand by what I said. Now, for all y'all who aren't actually here in Beijing, you gotta understand it's bumping, it's banging. Now, as a matter of fact, you can check that out at reverbnation.com/KORELEMENT, Core Element. Check it out, pick it up. And if you sign up as a fan, you can download it free as a fan exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
That means only.
Only.
You know, I'm from Ohio. You're from Jersey.
That's right. Jersey representing, dog.
Well, usually we represent some horrible ass weather.
Yes.
But what was up with it snowing last weekend in Beijing?
I went outside. I took some snowballs and I threw them at my girlfriend. It was great. She threw them at me too, though, but I kind of had to, you know, dumb it down and, you know, let her win a little bit.
Yeah, just, let.
You know. So she actually did get me in the head a couple of times, but I got to say, you know.
With all that hair, it didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt at all, but I was really enjoying the snow. It was nice to see snow in Beijing on November 1st.
I was led to believe that this was a very dry city.
It is.
But it's
when it's
snowing.
Not snowing. When it's not snowing, it's dry.
Interesting little tidbit. I read about a city in Chile that it never rains.
Ever.
Ever.
But it snows.
No.
So how does the ground get...
It is physically impossible for it to rain there.
How does the ground get wet?
It doesn't.
So they irrigate?
Nope. No. They get groundwater that flows in that has 60 times more arsenic than normal water.
Arsenic?
No, 60 times more arsenic than can kill a human. That was the statistic.
Which means that they don't drink that
water. No, the people that live there are immune to arsenic. Scientists can't figure it out. That's where NASA sends its Mars probes first.
That's pretty interesting. Arsenic. So if you want a high level of arsenic, you go to the city. What's the name of the city?
San Pedro del Atacama.
San Pedro del Atacama. San Pedro del Atacama. That right there is the useless tidbit of information for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Right there.
It is
useless.
The closest place on Earth that is like the moon.
That's good to know, because, you know, they will, by 2012, be offering a ride into space for 3 days and two nights.
Wow. Is that going to be Virgin?
No, actually, it will not be Virgin Galactica. It's some other company. I don't remember their name, but...
Find out for us by next week.
You know how much it's going to be?
$1 million?
$4.4 million.
Holy shnikes, Batman.
Yes. I mean, would you pay for that? Would you pay to stay out in space for... 3 days and two nights for $4.4 million, if you had it, you know. Actually, I think most people don't have it.
I would say 99% of the world's population don't have a spare 4.4 laying around.
Yeah, actually, not even Nicolas Cage has $4.4 million laying around. Actually, he is filing for bankruptcy.
Sucker.
Yeah, you heard about that one. He's filing for bankruptcy, selling his houses, selling everything. It is a fire sale, all because his financial manager...
Sucks.
Yeah, basically ran him in down the road, down the stream, up the river, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, maybe you can call his uncle for some money. I hear he's pretty loaded.
Yeah, yeah.
That Francis guy?
Yeah, I heard that too. So, yeah, he's fine. But, you know, we're trying to get there. So, we are taking donations. Just kidding.
For the Nicolas Cage fund.
We
will make sure he gets it the next time we run into him.
Yes.
We go over to his house for parties quite a bit. He's got a place in Beijing. Actually, right next door. It's a lot cheaper than Hollywood, and he needs it.
Yeah. We should get him on the phone next week. All right, so... what's our topic for the week?
On our first episode, we mentioned a girl in Sichuan that got put in jail for talking smack on the internet about the earthquake. And the netizens of China hunted her down, right? And because I sounded a little bit like an idiot, I did some research on that. It's something in China that we call human flesh search.
Human flesh search.
Renro Sosuo. Yes. Literally translated, human flesh search engine. And it has become something of a phenomenon in China.
All right. Now, phenomenon. When you say phenomenon, what type of things are we talking about here? Are we talking about good things, bad things? What is it? Good?
Well,
is it bad? Is it what?
That's kind of like what I'd like to discuss, because it could be very good, in the way that vigilantism can be good, you know, finding the bad guy, taking care of business.
I'm down for vigilante. Batman is awesome.
One of the most famous instances was some bitch in Shanghai took high heels and stomped a kitten to death.
Actually, I heard that she poked her in the eye, poked the poor little kitten in the eye with the high heel first, man.
Yes.
Who does that?
You know what? We'll talk about this after this song. Who is this?
This right here, this is Made of Sound. This song is called Clear. They released this album, I think it was last year. Check it out.
He sees the sun as he walks on. It's acting done, but not quite gone. It's still light, his way.
Shadows begin to play.
He clutches his hem, thoughts overfill the ass of still. He feels a thrill, but he can't yet see. His mind's
not yet free.
He leaves a sigh, his time is nigh. He's up so high, clouds passing by. Sky meets with the city.
It looks so pretty.
Actually, this song right here is available on iTunes.
This is on the same album from the first episode.
Yeah. Second episode. Third episode. First episode. A episode of our show was another song.
First live episode.
Yeah, see, we don't edit these shows, or else that past five lines would have gotten cut out. You guys are lucky. You get to hear all the live realness that we be bringing to the table.
We be keeping it real, yo.
Welcome to China.
Vivid colors condensate a light that you can. Threads are drawn to collect themselves, and you can see it very clear. A pulsing glow over everything. The thought explodes as it seeks release. The blizzard of potential dreams encase his sight. Will it ever
hit it, bro?
Life and love are made of sound. Reality. Perception is a surface of gathered thought that we allow the self to see.
Suddenly he watches all the fears disappear. A moment holds thoughts of a thousand years, now so clear. Suddenly he watches.
Ren Ro Suo Suo, basically, like, how would you put it?
It is a phenomenon where somebody on the internet publicizes a transgression of some sort.
Transgression?
It's been known public beatings.
Beatings?
Public officials doing wrong.
Wrong corruption.
And just plain ignorance, as the case with the kitten and the stilettos.
Woo! Stilettoing. The high-heeling a kitten in the eye. In the eye. You should just be ashamed of yourself.
More than that.
Actually, also there's an instance of where this was the first most popular, famous, you know.
Publicized.
That's the proper word. Publicized. Situation where the Ren Ro Suo Suo got to do some harm. It was where this woman in America at a university blogged that China should free Tibet.
No. She had a picture taken of her writing the words free Tibet.
That's right.
On another university student's t-shirt.
That's right. Free Tibet, you know, because well, what she said was that she was trying to, you know,
unite, bring
some peace, you know what I mean? So what happened? What happened was some Chinese people kind of got pissed.
Kind of.
And ended up finding her email information, her cell phone number, her social security number.
Her parents' address.
Her parents' address and phone number, and basically sent death threats and
her
murder
parents
mail.
Actually went into hiding.
Her parents had to go into hiding. Yes.
Yes.
Parents had to go into hiding.
China has 230 million internet users.
230 million. 230 million. The largest growing internet population in the world. So if you want access to these 230 million people, we can tell you how right here at Welcome to China.
And of those 230 million, they're all, what was the word, intellectually bored.
Intellectually understimulated.
Better verbiage there.
That's a better way of putting it. Because there's a lot of people who are going to college. I mean, one thing that's mandatory in China is education. So there's tons of people who go to college who are educated, well educated, and their job levels are just not, you know, stimulating them enough. So what do? They sit on the internet, blog, write stuff, you know, they have fun.
Well, I met a college-educated young man down by where I work, speaks wonderful English, and he is selling lighters and DVDs off of a blanket on the side of the road because he can't find a job right now.
Times are hard. Times are hard.
You thought times are hard in America. Woo, doggy.
Times are hard. So, acknowledging that. No. But see, people in America aren't even selling lighters on blankets. You know what I mean? At least he's
motivated.
Was he starving?
No, he wasn't.
Did he look like he was starving?
No, he looked.
Did he have a decent pair of shoes on?
They was all right. Okay. They were a little scuffed,
but he was clothed.
Yes.
Right.
He was actually dressed in a suit. A threadbare suit, but a suit nonetheless.
But a suit nonetheless. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, cool. These 230 million people go on a hunt. They start searching, looking for any little detail they can find to track down these people. Most recently, a little hood rat in Shanghai got taped just pummeling another girl. This girl backed up about 20 yards. That's just under 20 meters for the rest of the world, and charged her, shoulder blocked her into the floor.
Oh.
230 million people started hunting for her, found out her school, showed up there.
I don't know if that's acceptable. No. An ass whipping should be off limits for the Renro Sauce Law.
The other girl didn't fight back at all, wasn't looking to get into a fight.
Well,
there were six guys ready to jump on the other girl if she fought back.
Oh, that's a different story. That's a different story.
Six?
No.
Men. Oh, what was that?
What was that? Up. Sounds like somebody's trying to get to the core of the truth. The apple core. Actually, that right there is the signal for the question of the week, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the question of the week
coming
up. We're
going to start a new segment. Every week, Core Element is going to give me a question and see if I can answer it.
That's right. And the question.
From answers.yahoo.com, one of the top five questions on the board at this time is...
All right. Right there, I want you to... Let's turn off the music. Cut it. Okay, good. Music's off. All right. So, the question of the week is, are you worried about December 21st, 2012?
My answer shall be not at all.
Not at all.
I have seen the end of the world coming no less than 10 times in my lifetime. When I was in middle school, junior high school, secondary school, whatever you want to call it, we actually had people sitting in the front lawn because the world wasn't going to last past noon. One day. I forget what it was for, but it was ridiculous. So, I'm kind of...
You grew up in the Bible Belt, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. The Bible and Rust Belt. Rusty Bibles.
That's wild. I never actually sat out waiting for the world to end.
It was amazing. I just sat out waiting for everybody to be disappointed. So this week, I only have one real event this weekend. It looks like everybody's taking a break after Halloween. But I'm kind of I would be very excited about it if I didn't already have plans tomorrow. Clive Chen is going to be at the Bed Bar.
Clive Chen.
He is one of the godfathers of reggae and dub.
In Beijing.
No, in Jamaica. He recorded people like the Wailers. He recorded Black Uhuru. He recorded Shaggy.
Clive Chen.
Yes, he is a Chinese-descended, Jamaican-born producer.
That's pretty awesome.
And he will be speaking at the Bed Bar from 9:30 to 10:30 Friday night.
I'm there. Who else is going?
I would love to go. I already have plans. I want you to take a tape recorder if you can. 50 quai to get in. That includes a free cocktail.
At the Bed Bar. Where's the Bed Bar?
The Bed Bar is just near the Drum and Bell Towers. If you go over to the Drum and Bell Towers, it should be easy to find.
All right. So we're going to go to the Bed Bar.
He'll be speaking for the first hour and partying for the next four.
All right. So we're going to be at the Bed Bar Friday night. 9:30 to 10:30, the Bed Bar, and he's partying.
Yeah, he's partying after. He's going to talk for an hour.
And then we're all going to just party.
And then he's going to party for four. He's going to talk about the birth of dub. He has declared Java Java Dub, a record he produced, is the first.
I thought the chance
Java.
It was 100 to 1. On one thumb, I could count up the percentage of my coming undone. But now some calculation of impatiently faded rhymes, sour patch ribbon to the wreck of my Valentine. That a fine mess like this should get dished. I would have made it more unlikely if I had one wish. I take ish with the interstitial liquid bliss and insist another double on the rocks with twist. This is a fistful of good credit. This is a circumstance that I must edit. I said it ever thusly with a bust knee. You could trust me, can't front without 2 feet to step fuss free. But see, that's just fine, I lost mine. Handed then the bandit thin my last dime. Watched the wheels spin, thinking infinitesimal. My ten decimal chance, the professional gambler's
very
song.
Unlikely occurrence right there.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to write us. Welcome to china.podcast@gmail.com.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand.
But brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point B.
Welcome to China.